WPHM. And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
Forty-two Chili Fest weekend is here, and all those big blocks of ice are going to be transformed into some amazing artwork this weekend by none other than Randy Finch with the Ice Brigade, featured on the Food Network. He's on the line with us right now. Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Tell us how that all came about, the whole show that you were on and all that other stuff.
Sure, yeah. Actually, we I've been on a couple different episodes of different shows in the past, and we created a working mousetrap game. So you're familiar with the kids' game Mousetrap,
yeah,
where it has all the contraptions. So we made a giant-sized one that was 30 feet long, everything made out of ice, and it all worked. So you just turn that crank, and then everything was automated. It was all ice. And the Food Network saw that on a different show and said, hey, we'd like to work on a project.
Fun stuff. Now, this is something that when you go through culinary school, you learn how to make swans and other stuff like that. I mean, it's just part of the curriculum, right?
It is. It's usually just kind of a specialty thing. I think when I went through, they had maybe a couple of days on it. They just kind of touched bases on it, so you have some familiarity with it, but it's not really an in-depth training. Most of the time, you have to go to work or apprentice for a company or an artist. And back at the time when I started, there wasn't any such thing as an ice sculpting company. You just did it as part of your job.
So, I mean, what was it about working with ice that attracted you?
Well, when I made mistakes, they didn't last long. So, although my dad still keeps the pictures of my first to keep me whole. So.
Nice. Thanks, Dad. In addition to the mousetrap game, what are some of your other more elaborate creations?
Well, we did a 25-foot tall Statue of Liberty. My partner worked on a project that was a 30-foot tall giant mermaid up in Alaska with these giant ice blocks up there. And then we've done, obviously, the stuff for Ripley's, believe it or not. We did a working double Ferris wheel that had individual carts that all turned and everything was made out of ice. So our thing has always been interactive, hands-on kind of sculptures. We want people to be able to touch it, feel it, and experience it rather than just look at it on a buffet and say, okay, don't touch that.
So. Yeah, exactly. So the good news about it being ice is that when you make a mistake, it melts and it goes away. The bad news is if you create something really stunning that you're really proud of, you can't keep it. It's still going to melt and go away.
It's called job security, Paul.
There you go. Absolutely.
They got to get one every year.
So I don't know much about, you know, what causes the perfect weather for ice sculpting, but I got to guess this weekend is pretty close to it, right?
It's gold. It really is. We want to have it cold enough to set everything up, and then we want it to warm up a little bit. And, you know, think about it. Normally you see an ice sculpture on a buffet in a building that's 70 degrees, and it lasts all day long.
Yeah.
So the festival is only the weekend, so, I mean, a high of 34 tomorrow is nothing. They'll all stay beautiful and cold, and hopefully it won't be too cold for the spectators to get out dressed warm, and they've got warming tents and all kinds of great stuff out here.
So what are you planning on making this weekend, Randy?
We have an actual 8-foot bar that people will actually serve off of. We have a number of different animals, from penguins to eagles to a little piggy bank. It's really cute. And then we've got a couple of photo ops where you can go up and stick your face in the center of an Eskimo and get your picture taken. So it'll show what it looks like if you were an ice sculpture, along with a number of different theme pieces throughout the streets. There's a cat in a hat, ice sculpture, all kinds of fun stuff.
What kind of tools do you use?
Well, honestly, we do a lot of stuff in our studio before we get here, because doing this probably 10,000 pounds of ice that we've got here today is too much to do on site and have it look great. So we've actually been working on this for a month. And in our studio, we've got a computerized router CNC machine that does some of the sculpting automatically. And then from there, we take chainsaws and chisels and routers and any clothing irons, all kinds of fun stuff.
So Randy, is your studio climate control? I mean, is it cold,
yep,
in there?
It is. We've got a 30 by 30 walk-in freezer, another 10 by 20, and then a giant freezer truck. So we work a lot in there, but, you know, we're lucky in Michigan. It's decent temperatures. The next couple of weeks, it's going to be cold, so some of the stuff we can just pull out of our loading dock and carve and not have to worry about it.
There you go. I know you've been in Port Huron before. We're glad that you're back this weekend for Chili Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun, and perhaps I'll at least see that 8-foot bar. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of fun activities besides the ice sculpture. So really, this is a great time to come down, enjoy some free activities, and bring the family.
You bet. Good stuff. Randy, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.